1.
What is going on, Level 1 users? This is Turk coming at you with another Level Up podcast. I am today joined by Remdog.
What's going on? It's been a long time.
Yes, it has, but we had to do a special pre-E3 podcast just to kind of give a rundown on, you know, where the big three companies are, what are the big games that are coming out, and our predictions or speculations and all that good stuff. Now, because this is going to be a bigger than usual podcast, we're going to be breaking this into two parts. The first part will be myself and Remdog. We're going to be talking about Nintendo and Microsoft. And then afterwards, I will be stepping out and Kid Tango will actually be coming in and wrap it up with Sony and
of Nintendo.
Yeah, the rest of
Microsoft. Yes.
Yeah, that's what we had in store. And also any other major games that we might miss in this first half. So with that, having said that, I guess let's jump right into it. Let's not, you know, dilly-dally. Let's go right into it. Of course, the arguably one of the companies that is generating the biggest buzz right now going into E3 is Nintendo. And obviously because of their new console, they have confirmed that they are announcing the Wii successor at E3, and their press conference is on, I believe it's Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Right, okay, so they're actually going last this time.
Sony is doing it on Monday, yeah.
Right, so Nintendo's going last, so you could kind of anticipate that they probably think that they're going to have one of the bigger showings, so hopefully that's true. But going right into, you know, the biggest announcement they're going to have is Project Cafe. That's the code name for this new console. What do you think about this? I mean, I'm sure you've heard, like, the rumors and all these supposedly confirmed aspects of the console. What's your, like, initial take on this new console?
Well, okay, I gotta correct you a little bit.
What we don't know
is if it's a Wii successor. From my indication and from a lot of people that have been generating the buzz and finding out, if this may be a true successor to the GameCube, because GameCube was, you know, the next generation system from the 64. The Wii was just an experiment with the same kind of stuff going on and seeing how motion, you know what I mean, motion controls and stuff worked out.
Right.
I don't think you can move beyond the motion control stuff, especially since their Motion Plus was supposed to be the granddaddy of that. So
yeah, and it really didn't work as well as obviously that they were tooting about 2-3 years ago. And I think one of the important things to realize going into this is that Project Cafe is, like you said, a successor to the GameCube. So in other words, where the Wii was kind of a sidestep experiment, Project Cafe is going to be, you know, a step forward as far as, it's almost definitely going to have HD graphics. It's going to have graphics comparable to the PS3 and 360. And its processor will be, like, if not at the same level, faster than those other two consoles. And which it should, because, you know, those consoles are now, what, like 6 years old, 5 years old? So, it's expected that it should be at least as powerful as that. And I think that's one of the biggest things that Nintendo's going to try to push is that, hey, you know, we're on the same level field now as the other two.
Well, sort of. I mean, what they haven't developed from the Wii or even in the GameCube's aspect is their online connectivity. Like, they have, you know what I mean, some Wii channels and stuff that go online, the WiiWare and everything, but their online gaming platform is not really non-existent. The only stuff they really made sense to go online was Smash Brothers and some other game.
There was a handful of other ones, like Mario Kart went online.
Yeah.
I think maybe one or two other ones, but I think Animal Crossing, but nothing serious.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, are they going to go in that direction? I'm not 100%. Will it help them? Yes, because I think majority is what you're seeing is online gameplay, DLC. The digital age is well beyond what we had it even 4 years ago or so.
Oh, yeah. No, we're definitely at a stage where we're like super, super connected right now. And I think, and talking about things that I guess Nintendo needs to do, quote unquote, with Project Cafe is that it definitely needs to have a much bigger online functionality system in place where, you know, you could sign in, you could see what your friends are playing, you know, you could download, you know, games straight onto it and make it more user friendly than what the Wii has right now.
Yeah, challenging friends, the whole thing, like, messaging.
Yeah, I mean, messaging, like chat, like these are like basic things that, like, if they don't include, like, I don't know how they're possibly going to say that, hey, we're competing with PS3 and Xbox 360, and yet we don't have any of these things. You know, the HD graphics can only take you so far.
Yeah. Even if they announce something new in terms of, like, the way motion gaming became a whole thing, and they had the Wii controller and stuff like that, even if they announce something new that was different, and took advantage of certain things, because there's rumors going on about that, some sort of touchscreen control possibly.
Right.
But it's gotta go online. It's gotta do all that.
No, you definitely. And I guess hopefully Nintendo doesn't bank on this, like, whole touchscreen controller thing as, like, their main ticket to, like, convince people to buy the system, just because I honestly don't know how that's going to work. I mean, the rumor is right now is that it's the controller is what is it? It is the touchscreen, or the touchscreen is going to be part of the controller, something along those lines. And
I'm not 100%. I think it's 50-50.
But the really interesting thing is that supposedly this screen is going to have HD quality, and you're going to be able to stream the entire game onto the controller.
That's new to me.
That's like a big rumor, but if you do check on, like, all the major video game publication sites, that's what they're talking about right now, and that's what the supposed rumor is. So I don't know, like, I know a lot of people, when they initially thought of this controller, they thought, like, Dreamcast, that VMU unit, or is that what it was called?
Yeah.
They're thinking more along like that, but supposedly this is going to be, like, a very much a screen where you could play full games on, supposedly. So
it's gotta be. Like, Samsung has a controller that's a touchscreen controller that you can watch the separate channel, the PIP channel, in the controller. And then when you want to switch it, just click on it and it'll switch it from the screen. Like, that shit's done. So...
Right, so we'll see. I mean, I think that's what Nintendo is going to have to do as far as hardware goes, is just it really needs to show that, you know, this is a console that can, you know, fully functional online, and that the controller, you know, works. You know, I don't even know how it's going to work, which is why I'm the most interested about, you know, Nintendo, just because, you know, this is a pretty, like, big question mark is how this console is going to look, how it's going to function, and all that stuff.
Yeah, they need to compete. That's the biggest thing. And not just with console sales, because obviously they have that beat, but
yeah,
they need to compete, like, the gaming aspect, fans, the whole thing.
Yeah, they definitely need to compete and try to win a lot of core gamers back, because even talking about me, like, I stick by Nintendo through, you know, good times and bad times. However, even I have been pretty, like, jaded now with Nintendo, as far as, you know.
I mean, your full response with the Wii in 10 seconds, give it to me.
My what?
Your full response of, like, the years of having a Wii.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel?
Disappointed, let down, lack of games, lack of support. You know, it's all like I have very little positive things to say about the Wii, just because, you know, the way they made it seem like when they first announced it was very far from what it actually turned out to be. And I think that's the biggest letdown.
Yeah, and while I think every system has a degree to that, it's just, I mean, you boil it down to this doesn't look better than the GameCube, which is weird so many years later.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like stuff like that, you know, does it really handle such and such things? There's no going online, there's no community. I mean, it's a little rough.
Yeah, and that's, as you touched on it earlier, like, you know, the biggest problem with the Wii is that, you know, they really were able to market the console itself, yet when it came to actually developing some, you know, some decent games, they came few and far in between. And I think that's the problem, is that you can't have, you know, a console that has three good games a year. You know, people are eventually not going to care anymore. They're, you know, it's too much time in between.
I mean, you're gonna, it is literally that response. It's like, oh, the one of the games out of the three I'm gonna buy of the year, I buy it, dust off,
yeah,
the Wii, and then play it, and then put it down, and then have to dust it off when the next game rolls by. Like,
yeah, exactly.
No constant, I don't agree that's the way gaming should go for a console.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, again, that's what Nintendo needs to convince people with Project Cafe, is that, you know, this is a console that you're going to always be taking games in and out. Like, they need to convince people that you don't need to buy another console. Like, you could get by with this Project Cafe. Like, for example, the Wii is such a secondary console now. Like, there's no way, if you're a gamer, you would just own a Wii, right?
No. No, and if you only own a Wii, then it's literally just your casual, like very casual.
Yeah.
And you break it out only for parties, not even to seriously game on the Wii.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what Project Cafe is going to have to try to convince people, is that you can get by on this console alone, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be. And I mean, I guess, if you want to move on a little bit on that note, I mean, what are the games? What do they need to expect to grab everybody?
I mean, they need to do, you know, the usual stuff, you know, like announce Mario game and, you know, F-Zero, Star Fox, you know, all that good stuff.
They've done that with the Wii, so what would it be? What would they need different?
Exactly. Here's where I think, like, Nintendo really has to step it up. This is, like, the second part of it. And that is, they need to start developing new IPs. And that's, I think that's the biggest thing. Like, they haven't developed, if you think about it, all of Nintendo's characters are, like, you know, at the least 10 years old, if not more.
Yeah, I think, you know, all those characters are from the 90s.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then you got maybe, like, Pikmin. So, like, you know, that's from, like, what, 2000 or whatever. That was, like, around with the GameCube. But, like, other than that, like, franchise, everything else is from, like, the 90s or even the 80s. So I think they need to start, you know, stepping up and, you know, saying, hey, you know, here are these new characters, you know, brand new, never before seen, original.
They do. They need like characters that almost appeals to the tweens, since a lot, you know, I mean, some of the a lot of the people coming in that's gaming are not from that era. Where Mario came to play,
yeah,
even stuff like Sonic and all that other stuff, like Zelda started. Obviously, they make new games so people get into them and then they become favored between.
Yeah.
But a new character, people can get a new character, and it's like when years goes along, the new character, it's like, oh, this guy was invented when I was. This is the guy that I know.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be like a mascot or, you know, like a cartoon character, just a new type of game, like just something. Where's the fresh ideas, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be, you know, Mario like, or it doesn't have to be, you know, Star Fox like. It could be something completely different, you
this
know?
Is true. Yeah, something licensed made from Nintendo doesn't have any character we know, but this, it's gonna work. It's gonna be
yeah.
a success. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I hear that.
Because I think the problem is that Nintendo kind of gets into like this cycle of, okay, so there's a new console coming out, whether it's handheld or, you know, home system, and then they go down the list. So, okay, there's going to be a Mario game, there's going to be a Star Fox game, there's going to be a Paper Mario game, there's going to be a Mario Kart game, whatever, you know, go down the list, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, they are very fortunate to have such characters where... people like Microsoft has struggled to really get, and I mean, some characters known, and they only have really like one or two. But,
yeah.
And while Sony has a couple more, like Nintendo just has lists and lists of characters to kind of just go through. They still need to, they need fresher ideas.
Yeah, I mean, and they could, again, like you said, like they could probably even bring back some of the really old, you know, obscure characters maybe. You know, just as in, you know, just something different, you know?
Yeah, and I guess that's the way the whole Kid Icarus thing is going to go. But again, that's, as we're seeing it, that's only going to be a 3DS thing. And, I mean, we'll get into that in a second. But
yeah,
they definitely need to ramp it up in terms of, if this is going to be the new console, the new idea, you know, the successor to the GameCube, then they really have to show it. What the GameCube did was, I mean, it bought on games of all kinds. At first, it probably might have been reluctant, but you know, you had the Resident Evils.
Yeah.
You had, you know what I mean? They had all different types of games. And the Wii kind of missed out on that boat since everything had to kind of go through the Wii controller and the motion and everything.
Yeah.
So if we're taking it back to the controller, you know, for the most part or whatever, it's got to show that, you know what I mean, the hardcore and, you know what I mean, all these other games are going to just straight up work with Nintendo. The third party has to be important.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that's going to be a key in this, like, the third party, you know, with this, like, you know, touchscreen controller, like, again, like I said, this is like the big question mark here. So, like, maybe, you know, third-party developers can go multi-platform on Project Cafe, but, you know, add something extra to that controller that, you know, Nintendo could say, you know, hey, look, Sony can't do this, Microsoft can't do this, but on this version of the game, you can do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're gonna need that edge. We're gonna see what edge can be provided by Nintendo too.
Hopefully this isn't just another gimmick machine that just, you know, I feel like I'm gonna know what it is within like 5 minutes. Like as soon as like they start talking about it, I'm gonna be like,
start ramping it up. You're like done.
Yeah.
And you walk like, away from the TV.
Like I feel like I already know if it's going to be. Like, I'll be able to know it within
the first 5 minutes, like a woman, if they're gonna.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's gonna be good or not.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If they bring out, like, you know, Wii Music 2 or whatever, like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I could see how that would be a problem. Fortunately, I mean, I will actually be attending the Nintendo press conference.
So oh yeah, all right.
I will try to live blog that.
Okay. All right. So I guess you wanna move on to the 3DS. Like that's like the other major, you know, aspect of Nintendo.
Yes, talk about the 3DS. And it came out a couple of months ago. I think, what was it, in March?
Yes, it was March 27. It was released, and it was released with a handful of decent games, and it you know, it had a very
less
lackluster launch.
Yeah, less decent.
Yeah, very, very, very lackluster launch, and as of right now, there's been no activity with the 3DS. Actually, there has been some news coming down the stream now that the eShop will be launching on June 6th.
Okay.
So, you know, thankfully we're going to have some sort of online capabilities now with the 3DS. They're right, launching.
What will that allow you to do exactly?
Okay, so you're going to be able to. It's going to open up a virtual console, so you're going to be able to buy Game Boy and Game Boy Color games. Between those two.
Okay.
They didn't mention Game Boy Advance games, so I'm guessing that might be like a firmware update later on. But yeah, right now it's Game Boy Color and regular Game Boy. And they're also going to have what they call 3D classics. So I'm guessing what they're going to be doing is taking like the old school Game Boy games and kind of remaking them a little bit and adding obviously the 3D functionality, because you know the Game Boy games will not be 3D capable.
Yeah.
And as a promotion, they are going to be offering Excitebike 3D for free for the first month.
So just for kind of getting on it.
Yeah, well, you're gonna be able to download it starting June 6th. From June 6th, I believe, to July 6th, you're gonna be able to download the game for free.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Yeah, so you know they're trying to
and
get
a full game.
Yeah, it's a full game. Now, now to the disappointing stuff. There will not be any movie download service. There isn't going to be any Netflix as of yet. That stuff is kind of murky right now, and Nintendo isn't talking about that stuff. So I'm guessing if that is going to happen, it's going to happen at a much later date.
Okay, because as initially mentioned, and even something that I've seen from last year's E3 was video running in 3D on it. I mean, I don't know how you would take advantage of that. But there's nothing coming out with any terms of movie deals, movie service.
Right.
Or even purchasing of any kind. But I guess we'll know soon enough.
Yeah. And yeah, so I mean online games aside, the other main thing with the 3DS is that, you know, of course they're going to be showing off, you know, a whole ton of games that, you know, they showed off last E3. You know, when they made the 3DS announcement, they said, "Oh, look at all these games." Like they showed like, I don't know, like 20 games. They're gonna, you know, come out on the 3DS.
Yeah, they didn't even show it. They just showed that there was the publishers that were on board.
Yeah.
Some of the names of the games.
And since then, you know, none of those games have been talked about except the games that launched. So, you know, like Street Fighter and, you know, whatever the hell else launched. Ridge Racer, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, you know, Nintendo is going to have to do some convincing right now to 3DS owners that their purchase was not in vain. And,
well, yeah, I mean, the short definition is the Zelda, the Ocarina of Time 3D. I mean, whether that'll be some sort of real remake or it's just, you know, it's just the original.
It is the original with some aesthetic remake, with some aesthetical updates.
And I mean, that's how you know how Nintendo fans are. They're good with stuff like that. Me personally, I'm not. It's nothing to me. I'm like, okay, it's in 3D, but it's in 3D in a screen that's like 3.5 inches, if not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not crazy. It's not 3D on a screen. I'm playing Zelda 3D on like a 50-inch TV. It's not that. It's not what that is. But you know, a lot of people have been waiting. They're like excited for information like this. Like they want that kind of game. Which that's Nintendo fans. So I mean, they better give them what they want.
No, yeah, and they're definitely going to be doing that because, you know, there was also, you know, Star Fox 64 3D coming down the line. And, you know, I believe there's one or two other ports. But I think one of the important things to point out is that they did say that they don't want the 3DS to be a 3D port system. So, in other words, like, I guess they're going to try to do their due diligence to not fall into the trap of let's just remake a bunch of Nintendo 64 and GameCube games and tack on 3D capabilities.
Oh,
you know,
they gotta lead by example.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't just start doing it and go, okay, we don't want it done, and then what, everybody's gonna go, well, you did it for like 20 games.
Yeah.
And you don't want me to do it? That's not fair.
Yeah, exactly. And they need to, you know, they really need to, like, you know, get the idea out there that, you know, there are going to be other games for the 3DS other than Nintendo games. And I think that's a big thing that they need to push.
Yeah, because right now the only list that I know of is Nintendo games. The only other big name that I know of is like a Metal Gear Solid game that's coming out for it.
Yeah, the Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater 3D, and you know they did mention
that is a port.
Yeah, that's a port exactly, and you know I think it seems like right now is that everyone's just trying to just to get a game on the, you know, handheld. They're going into the ports. Hopefully, the ports will buy them some time to, you know, really get original games out on the system. So hopefully we'll see.
Yeah, well, the idea to me then was that ports and stuff like that on smaller consoles, you know what I mean, for smaller handhelds and stuff was a cool idea. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm playing this full-size game on the little handheld.
Yeah.
It's known that we could do that. Like, the PSP and stuff has kind of been through that whole thing where it's like, I'm playing the same game here, whether it's just graphics or whatever, but it's initially the same thing. So it's like, oh, I can't. I mean, that whole wow factor is kind of out the window. So, I mean, their biggest thing they need to worry about is making very independent games. Games that can run alongside console games that are different.
Exactly.
They're going to have to do that.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, they can't, you know, the 3DS has graphics, you know, I guess comparable roughly to the GameCube level. And so that was, you know, which is the Wii level, you know, so they have a handheld that is, you know, more powerful or as powerful as their home system. So, you know, they need to rely on, you know, trying out new ideas with this, you know, with this significantly powerful handheld.
Yeah, they're gonna have to take some risks, definitely.
Yeah, and now that you mentioned that, the one thing that I am worried about as far as them taking risks, I think they are kind of burned on the idea of taking risks just because of one particular game that did not sell well, and that is Metroid Other M.
Other M. Oh, well, that risk was giving it to another company to make, which is,
And there was a pretty big backlash. I mean, it reviewed well, and it is technically an okay game, but there was a pretty big backlash.
Yeah, the aftermath was not good.
Yeah, and the real shame of it is that, you know, it had a huge hype around it saying, like, you know, oh, Nintendo's branching off, they're trying to be more mature, blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff.
Everybody thought this was the right step. I remember when I saw it in the press conference. Actually, no, that was a year before that they announced it.
Yeah.
Everybody thought it was a good idea.
The idea was right, but the delivery wasn't. And I think that's what, I hope Nintendo realizes that, and, you know, if they don't revert back to not taking any risks at all.
Yeah, I think the risk should still be there. It's just, you know, I mean, they're going to have to play with it. They're not going to always get it right. You don't always get it right. Was the rewrite? No, it wasn't. But, you know, they made tons of money off of it. It's not like it was, you know, a failure in itself. It was just a failure within the community of gaming.
Right.
Like, it's just not up to par. But, you know, like the Donkey Kong Returns that was last year, that was the people that made Metroid Prime.
Yeah,
and
they
delivered
right
on that game. That was a good game. So, you know, they're going to have to just play around with different things to make certain things work.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I guess to do a little quick note on, like, what's left for Nintendo. I mean, is there anything left for the Wii?
Yeah, okay. So I think that's the other big thing to you know, mention is that the Wii does have a few games left in it, I believe. Just because, I mean, it seems like Project Cafe will be released not this year. I think that's safe to say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, Nintendo still is going to have to push, you know, the Wii for one more holiday season.
I mean, initially, the Wii didn't come out until, a year and a half later?
I think so.
Yeah, because it was announced on E3, then the next E3 showed games, and then it was like the fall of that.
Yeah.
Of that year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they all did the same thing, except for Microsoft. They literally came out with the damn thing.
Right, yeah. But, they're definitely, Nintendo's definitely going to have to push the Wii one more time. And, even they know that they need to at least have, like, one or two more games.
I don't think the system should come out more than a year. Because if people were used to the whole Wii thing and then they were like, oh, you just want better games. And then last year they delivered pretty good games. And it was like, okay, or whatever. Now it's to the point where if all this rumor and speculation for a month or so talking about they're going to release a new system, everybody's excited. That excitement level will just get people pissed off if it comes out like after a year. Like, because now it's like, oh, I got to hold on to my Wii for such and such time before I get the real Nintendo console I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's that's going to be a no-go.
Yeah. But, I mean, whether they take more than a year or slightly less than a year, they're still going to have to, you know, keep the Wii alive just a little while longer. And I'm sure there are games that, you know, started development a year or two ago that are going to, you know, come to completion around this time. So yeah, I'm sure there's like a handful of games that are still going to be announced. Let's see. Nothing is very much known as of right now. The only thing that is really known is Skyward Sword.
Yeah, Skyward Sword.
Yeah, remember that game?
Yeah, was it? I played a little bit of it in E3 last year.
How was it? Did it work? Because there was a lot of conflicting stories about it. Like, oh, it worked. It didn't work. It was,
well, the big problem was that you had to kind of stop what you were doing to use the motion plus for it. So it's like there's enemies specifically that, you know, you had to hit sideways and then you had to hit, you know, vertically and then horizontally for you to kill them. So it's like I had to stop what I was doing, I had to turn my hand, slice, then I had to go over, I'd turn my hand, then go down. And it was like, this just wasted like an entire minute, like for me to kill this one bad guy that is insignificant. And it's just, you want to breeze things faster than that. And I mean, I heard they did a lot of tweaks or whatever, so you'll be seeing a lot of that, and I'll be seeing a lot of that. But that was like the main thing, was that a lot of the weapons and tools and stuff like that, you use the motion plus, and I get the whole, you know, it's like it's very accurate and stuff, but there was things that was like very far away, and it's like even then you have to be precise, and you're like, oh, I'm being very precise, but it's taking too much of my damn time to do it. So it's like I'm losing the focus.
Yeah, like even just watching videos, I did notice like the flow of the game seemed a lot slower.
Yeah.
Like the arm movement, since it's mimicking you and you're obviously not an expert, you know, swordsman, you know, so you're not going to be, you know, moving as fast as Link would normally would, you know, by just pressing an A button.
That, and also like the whole the graphical style, while I thought it was okay, it's somewhere in between like the last game and like
the game before that.
And the game before that, yeah. It's not even like something that's graphically, but that's because of the way the Wii is.
Yeah, they can't go.
It's not graphically superior further to the last console.
Yeah.
So that was their big deal. I mean, that's one of the issues with this whole thing.
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think about this whole like idea or this rumor? You know, we haven't heard of Skyward Sword since that E3. So for like literally a year, we haven't heard a peep out of Nintendo in regards to this game. So now everyone's of course saying, oh, it's going to be a Project Cafe launch title. What do you think of that?
No, I don't know. And actually, the game has been in one or two conventions since then. I don't remember if it was like Comic-Con or if it was like...
But has anything like significant been shown, or is it just the E3 demo over again? I don't know.
I can't vouch for it. I have no idea. But is it going to be... I mean, it runs into the same problem as the last game. The last game came out for the GameCube and the Wii. Same game, just one used the controller and the other one used the Wii motion controller or whatever. So I mean, how much could they have ramped up in a year in terms of graphic prowess and everything else? It's not gonna do it. I mean, my biggest problem with Zelda, and I'll get blamed for this, but it's just,
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, it's just, you know, growing up with Zelda and everything, and like growing up with every other character, they've reached a level of like epicness. Like they kind of have grown up in terms of its story, you know, their coolness factor, depending on the character and stuff like that. As I feel like Zelda has kind of stopped doing that since Zelda 64.
No, it's literally been the same game since then. Like, even the very, like, you know, template of how the game goes is still the same.
Yeah, it's still the childish aspect to it. And again, it's a younger, you know, I mean, it could get to be a younger audience games, but, you know, I mean, the adult aspect of the game, or the kind of, like, where it's a little hard to explain, but it's, I don't feel like Zelda has grown up with me. I left him behind a little bit.
No, yeah. No, definitely. Like, it's trying desperately to kind of recreate, you know, Ocarina of Time over and over again, it seems like.
Yeah. The perfect example was the 64, whatever. Like, everything up until the 64, which was Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and even 64, things have kind of evolved. And, like, not, like, evolved completely. Like, and you saw that with Star Fox, and they did the whole, the Star Fox, the Animal Planet thing or whatever, which, you know what I mean? It wasn't, like, the success. Like, that's why they made another Star Fox after that. But it was branching out. You know what I mean? Yeah. They really took the character and they gave him, you know what I mean, it's like an origin. Like
they gave him a background, they gave him, you know, like, you know, more like motivation, more connection with the player and stuff like that. Yeah, I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and they did that with like most, if not all, their games or whatever, and they kind of have stopped doing that. And I mean, Zelda is just the biggest prime example, because they've made more of those than other games. He just stopped growing.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, there's room for improvement. Hopefully they get the memo. And while people haven't asked for it, like, or haven't remembered it, it should definitely be there. The biggest example I could give was, and I don't remember if this was the Wii or this was a GameCube, but you remember there was an E3 like demo trailer? I've talked to you about this before. Which was just a video of Gandalf and Link fighting.
And I remember that.
Or whatever. That never became a game.
Yeah.
That is what I want. That, and I'll try to find the video and put it to the link of this podcast, because it needs to be seen again. But that is it. That's the evolution I need.
Yeah, I actually specifically remember that video just because... Oh, now I exactly remember. They showed that video to show off the GameCube's tech. And then what was the crazy thing that happened afterwards was they showed Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Which was cel-shaded.
Yeah.
And that was what made, like, everyone taken aback. And everyone was like, what the hell was that game? Yeah. Which I'm not saying Wind Waker was a bad game. It wasn't. But it did, like, you know, kind of pull the carpet out of the rug. And from us, and say, like, you know, what the hell? Where is this game that you showed us?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes what games are then what games turn into, that it's not their fault that people don't like it as much. It's just promises that were made that just weren't delivered. The result is not a bad game. It's just disappointment.
Yeah.
So. I mean, you see a lot of that now.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge problem. It's just that, you know, I'm a big Zelda fan. I kind of don't care about Skyward Sword. I'll be honest, I kind of don't. Like, if the game
comes... You don't see any evolution of a story going on? It's nothing really...
Yeah, I mean, like, and I think maybe, this is just speculation on my part, I think maybe Nintendo realized that at E3. I don't know how much feedback they get or how much feedback they listen to from E3, but from what I saw and heard about E3 last year is that there wasn't that much
good responses.
Warm responses to Skyward Sword, it seemed like. And I'm wondering if Nintendo kind of like went back to the drawing board a little bit to, you know, tweak it. But I don't know if that's even possible at this late in the game.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. They definitely have some work to do. The press conference, I mean, in a whole, they're going to have to... They got a lot going on. I mean, they just released a new console a couple months ago. They announced last year. They're going to announce a new official console this year. And it's going to be... rest of the games for the Wii, new games for the Project Cafe, and then new games for the 3DS. They got a lot going on.
Yeah, they definitely got a lot going on, and I think the Wii is probably gonna definitely be like third place as far as, you know, talking about stuff, and it should. But I think they're probably going to say, hey everybody, you know, don't forget about the Wii, because Skyward Sword and this one other game like Pikmin 3 is gonna come out, and you know.
Yeah, or maybe whatever, there was a rumored Kirby game that you had discussed before.
Yeah, and there's rumor of like another like more traditional aesthetic of Kirby game. So, you know, maybe at the most the Wii has like maybe three more decent games left out of it. And then, you know, just like the GameCube, once its successor is out on the market, they pretty much completely stop supporting the older system. So
yeah, even if it's, because I mean, here it's supposed to be backwards compatible and everything. I mean, you're really not gonna wanna like go, oh, I need this new game for the Wii. It's just anything that was the best thing that you had for the Wii. I mean, you'll just be able to use.
Yeah. So the Wii will.
One thing I need to be announced, and that is the only way that I will buy a new console from Nintendo, and that is the next Smash Brothers needs to be announced.
There you go.
If not, I am not on board. It wouldn't even matter.
Exactly.
It needs to be announced.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's important. Hilarious, right. So that's the most important thing I can have for Nintendo. But yeah, I guess we should move on.
Yeah, I guess that's Nintendo in a nutshell. So let's begin to touch on Microsoft.
A little bit.
Yeah, and I guess from there, Kitanga will take over from Microsoft, and you guys will move on forward with that.
Sure.
So Microsoft has been relatively quiet, I think. You know, they haven't really been talking much about, you know, the Kinect and Xbox Live and new games and stuff like that. So I think it seems like Microsoft is probably like holding all their cards really close and waiting until the press conference to show them off.
Well, because what's funny is, I mean, last year, before last year's E3, 2 years in a row, they always had exclusive stuff. They had a surprise exclusive game that they grabbed under the rug or whatever. And then they had new, you know what I mean, just games in general or whatever coming out for the system, taking advantage of the online or, you know what I mean, things coming out earlier or whatever. But last year... disappointment.
Yeah.
It wasn't like no real new games were announced like that. Anything that was coming out in the fall was coming out in the fall, and that was it. The other thing that you knew that was coming out of the next year was Forza 4, which you didn't really see, and then Gears of War 3, which was like their big thing. I mean, they did come out with a new, can't say console obviously, but a new hardware for the console, which was the Kinect, and that launched in the fall. And while, you know, the launch lineup for that was really less than stellar, they did have like one or two breakout successes that showed it that this actually can work.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they've gone ahead and done that. But I mean, yeah, as far as this year, they've been kind of holding it back, but they're going to have to take what they had 2 years ago and bring that back to the table.
Yeah. And I guess that's going to be like a mixture of Kinect games and traditional games. And hopefully they'll be exclusive games for their sake, but it'll just be Kinect games that I guess are quote unquote, you know, hardcore games. And they'll probably take it from there.
Well, yeah, I think they're gonna need to have Kinect games that take full advantage of different aspects of the system.
Yeah.
I mean, Kinect games in general, just exclusive Kinect games or I'm saying it wrong, Kinect games that are full Kinect games are downright exclusive.
Like, yeah.
They're not really good. You know what I mean? That whole thing is a different thing. I would be surprised if there's no, like, Dance Central 2.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised and I'd be very upset because I am a huge fan of that game. But so they need that. But as far as other Kinect games and stuff that go, like the stuff that can have limited functionality, like I just saw a trailer with Forza that allows you to move your head and then the camera will turn, sort of like Need for Speed shifts to helmet cam, which just does that automatically. You see like left and right in the inside cam view. Which I'm gonna have the link for. If you backtrack, when we talked about E3 last year, I had mentioned this very same thing and how that would work for Forza. And what do you know? They made it a year later with no mention that would have been into play. I just said this would work as an idea, and it does. But I mean, it works to an extent. It's just an extension of the game. You know what I mean? A nice little cool feature. It's not something that you go, I need to buy the game because it does that. If you have Kinect, you know, and you may be on, you know, like you're like, oh, maybe I'll get Forza or whatever. This is just another cool thing. And there's a couple of games that should do that. I mean, they should really start seeing how a controller functions with the Kinect camera and have like a dual thing going on.
Right.
In terms of exclusives, I mean, maybe there's like some sort of Unreal Halo coming out, or who knows? I mean, maybe there's a new Halo thing coming out, or Gears sort of Kinect thing. I just know that there's a Mass Effect 3 rumor, because it's like kind of like on the box for Kinect. But we don't know exactly what that is yet. But I know that Kinect, not unlike the Move, the Sony Move, is kind of going to be like Microsoft has, like, this is their baby. Like, you know, they want this thing to stay.
Yeah.
So it's like full ramped and like a bunch of companies are on board.
Yeah. I mean, you know, now hopefully, you know, developers have had, you know, the development kit for quite some time now. So they'll be able to, you know, start really showing, you know, more games that take more, I guess, advantage of the hardware.
Yeah. Hopefully. I mean, but, you know, for people that don't own Kinect and stuff like that, Microsoft's gonna have to be, you know.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They need to convince the people who still haven't bought the Kinect that, you know, hey, you know, you could still, you should buy it, you know, like, because Kinect did sell like record sales and like, you know, it sold millions of units, but I think that was just kind of like, you know, just because of like their marketing campaign, you know, and launched during the holiday season. And, you know, I'm sure that the Kinect probably sold more in the casual market, casual audience, as opposed to the hardcore audience.
Yeah, they're gonna have to need those games where it's like, oh my god, that's for that, now I need to buy a Kinect because I want to play that really bad. They're gonna need that. I mean, that Star Wars needs to be there.
Yeah.
Needs to show that it works and that it looks cool when you're doing it.
Yeah.
So stuff like that, like it's gonna have to really like surprise me in terms of its Kinect games. It just can't be more of the same, like Kinect Sports 2, which that'll be there.
Yeah.
But
They could show Dance Central 2 Kinect Sports 2, but that's, you know, that's at this point, that's not enough. That's just not enough.
No, it's, if you own it, then those are cool to have. Now you need to convince the people that don't have it. Yep, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, aside that, for the people that don't have Kinect, have no interest, or if you do have Kinect, you just want more from Microsoft. I mean, the Xbox Live service, while they have a lot of things, they do have a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure what they can expand on. I know they're going to have to, because they always do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, where can we see this going? Where can Xbox Live go?
I have no idea. I mean, they have movies. They have TV shows. They have the ESPN thing, which I've never used. you know, they have all the social network crap that I never use. They have Netflix, which I do use. And they have the most robust online community and the most robust online, you know, functionality as far as games and demos and arcade games and all that goes. So I really don't know where else they can improve, although I'm sure they're thinking of something.
Well, I mean, I'm remembering this, a couple little things. I know that they're going to try to launch a free-to-play service on Xbox Live. So there will be microtransactions within games. So games like Dungeon Fighters Online, which is already a free-to-play MMO on the PC, that'll be online. Although I think that game will be before that whole thing takes advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to try to do a whole where games are free, but I mean, there's obviously a whole whole microtransaction thing going on, which that would work. I mean, initially what you had was Joyride was supposed to be their first game that really did that. They turned that into a Kinect game. Epic fail, in my opinion. A game that was free, all of a sudden it paid for a full price, and then that's not even as great as what you thought that would have been. So I think they're going to really need to, if the free-to-play stuff works out, they're going to have to really bring on the games. So give me one or two a year and then call it quits. They're going to have to really come out with games where it's like, okay, I want to invest in that, and that's what I want to play. Or, you know, it's just got to offer more. I know that the other thing is, I know that game room thing that they had, that didn't work.
Yeah, that did not work at all.
That was crappy. What I thought that was going to be wasn't even
remotely close. Yeah. So, I mean, hopefully they'll announce something. You know, I mean, I like the idea that they tried to do something different with game room, but like, hopefully they expand upon it, or they try something else that's completely new, but you know, something that'll get people talking, something that'll get people interested, and
My big thing is that they can't announce stuff that they can't get done like within a good time frame, because then people forget, and then it turns into either something else or they bring it back and it's like less functional. Like the one versus 100 was supposed to be many channels of their whole game, that whole gaming aspect. They only did the one versus 100 as a beta for a year and then it cut off.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was because it took a long time to even get that thing up and running. Joyride, year later, was a different game. That's it. That was a failure too. Like if they take the chances, but commit to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't just like half-ass it or go, oh, this doesn't look robust enough, we're gonna come out with it later. But then at that point it's different, and I don't care.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna really have to step it up with the press conference. They're gonna have to show us and wow us.
Yeah, Microsoft has the most to improve upon coming out of last year. So hopefully they wow us, and you know, they have a few secrets that they want to show us.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they show something like some sort of specs or something of a new console. If anything, it's going to be some sort of expansion for the Xbox 360. Because out of nowhere, they came out with the Xbox 360 Slim last year, literally at the press conference, and it was available a week later. I give a props for stuff like that. So they're going to have to do something where it's like easily available, and it's not like something that I got to break the bank for.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for part one of our pre-E3 podcast. That was Nintendo and touching a little bit on Microsoft. Part two, we will continue with Microsoft and go on to Sony and go more in depth to the real big games that will be on the show floor.
All right, I guess that's signing off for now.
Yeah.